And you know what? We've talked about this, and it is a struggle that as much as people love living here, as much as people are proud of their city, as much as we want to be a voice for a better Chicago and talk about all the great things, you can't get away from, there are some genuine issues that as opposed to talking about them salaciously, I think it's important we talk about them in the sense of you have to understand the problem to be able to get to a solution. You know, how do you solve it if you can't even agree what the problem is? And somebody who's certainly taken a look at a lot of these problems around here joins us in studio right now. He's Matt Rosenberg, veteran journalist, blogger at chicagoschool.com. And I got a copy of your new book in my hand right now. What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Wow. Yes. Welcome.
Bruce, Judy, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You have a famous last name and a little bit of lineage around here, do you not?
My dad was just a little bit involved in radio, and I like to think that maybe I inherited a tiny bit of his curiosity, and I put that to work in this book.
Outstanding.
Your dad, yeah, Milt Rosenberg. I worked with him for years. Wonderful man. He was so smart that he scared me a little bit.
I called him World Book. And
one of those people.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, when I was a kid, and this is important when you think about parenting, he talked to me like a regular person, right? He didn't talk down to me. And so there were a lot of times I'd be going, Dad, what does that word mean? And he would tell me. But actually, the literature tells us vocabulary acquisition is huge, starting at an early age.
Right. Absolutely.
It's part of that huge continuum, education, skills acquisition, ultimately job skills acquisition that actually factors into, you know, so many of the challenges we're facing here in this city today.
So, Matt, you're this project, my guess is you're probably speaking for a lot of people that they are going to identify with the idea of a native as someone who has seen this city and looks around today. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you barely recognize the place at times.
It's a different place entirely. You know, I went and walked on the streets of the South Side. I did things like walking into Nubian Nation at 75th and Vincennes and meeting a retired Chicago school teacher named Cynthia Simmons, who explained to me, you know, you pack your stuff and you leave. The taxes are too high. Wow. The crime is too much. You move to Utah or Arizona or Indiana. And she didn't say you pack your stuff and go.
Okay,
she used another word.
Colorful. Fair enough.
and I understood her feeling. I walked the streets right near Pastor Corey Brooks's New Beginnings Church, and I have to tell you, and he'll, I'm sure, back this up. You know, you see things at 63rd and King Drive that give you pause. And walking further down, you see people walking around in a daze with that thousand-yard, glassy-eyed stare, or walking around in tight little circles. There's stuff out there called carfentanil, which is 100 times more powerful than fentanyl. And it's an elephant tranquilizer.
Yes, literally.
Is actually the only known use for it. And you have to ask, what drives people to that state? How does that hopelessness take root? So, you know, so much traces back to crime and punishment, the lack of punishment, more so even to Chicago public schools.
Sure.
I dug into the performance data. It's not terribly hard to do. The fact that other big cities are failing in just the same way to me is an indictment, not an excuse. So there's an awful lot to look at. And it seems like we're failing to innovate here when you really get down to it. And the young men who settle their differences
with
bullets,
yeah,
actually, they're failing to innovate. Everybody is doing the same old thing here. You know, and that to me, and you look at the cities that are eating our lunch, and I have an NHL theory here, okay?
I'm ready. I'm sitting
down. I'm going to give you a Chicago old timers bizarre theory here. So when I was a kid, and Milt used to take me to the old Chicago stadium, right? that beer-soaked cathedral of noise to watch the Golden Jet, right? And Tony Esposito beat everyone else. There were six teams in the NHL, and Chicago was the southernmost and westernmost of those six teams. Now, you look at where the NHL has grown since then, places like Arizona, Florida, the Carolinas, I think even Tennessee, which is very bizarre to me. In California, which is, you know, falling into the ocean. Yeah, so never mind California. But those are all the places that are now eating our lunch economically. You know, Jacksonville, Florida, everybody's moving there, right? Dallas, Phoenix. And why? Taxes are lower. It's not like they have no crime, but crime is less.
Lower for,
the schools work, all in all, a more amenable place to be. And so there is competition between metro regions, right? And I feel like, and I think a lot of other people around here, economists, business people, feel like Illinois and greater Chicago are not really competing, especially the city of Chicago.
And by the way, we are on Facebook Live. You can head to facebook.com/WLSAM890 to watch us. And, you know, so it sounds to me like a lot of what you're saying is about economics. But it really, it's not, right? And I grew up in Chicago, too. Sometimes I just feel like Chicago doesn't get a fair shake. It's almost more the perception. So, but my question to you, having said that, is what big city is doing it right?
I think Jacksonville, Florida, actually is doing it right. A lot of good things are happening in Cleveland.
There's something you don't hear every day.
Yeah, I know. And it comes
the
from
place that the river used to catch on fire.
Exactly. And the whole Rust Belt enemy, you know, sure.
But they were kind of forced to innovate in Cleveland. I mean, it was either innovate or die. Cleveland could have gone the way of Detroit. Or it could have reinvented itself. And it sounds to me like you're saying Chicago as a whole, and we're all a part of this, needs to reinvent itself in some way, shape, or form.
It really does. There are a lot of things. But also, Judy, I would say Dallas, Phoenix, all the places that northern progressives sneer at, thinking there's no culture and, you know, MAGA hat wearing masses. Take a closer look at why people like stay in and start businesses in places like Dallas and Phoenix. Dallas is
Denver Las Vegas.
Denver. And I can tell you. So I lived in Chicago 30 years. I moved to Seattle with my wife in 1994. The housing market was actually more affordable then. It's not now. Out west, there's something happening out west. It's remarkable how many people are moving to like Boise and Redmond, Oregon, up in the mountains. So that whole quality of life thing. Also, to answer your question, Tennessee is on fire. Chattanooga and Nashville. Black people from Chicago are moving to Atlanta. Not like Atlanta doesn't have big city problems. But so there's a movement south. There's a big movement south.
Well, and you wonder what the city can learn from that then.
And so to me, it would be simple. The beginning of innovation is gathering the right intel, right? So, you know, and economists do this, surveys, right? Research, field research. Why is it people are, you know, round up a bunch of people who left Chicago, talk to them, you know, find the ones find the ones in Texas.
Why did you leave exactly?
And Utah, you know, people want to make fun of Utah because, Mormons, right? You know, Trump supporters. Well, you know what? Dig a little deeper. Quality of life, low taxes, good schools, safer streets. And let's not forget the violence. Like Jay Levine said recently in a guest column at John Cass's site, he said, it's the crime, stupid, and we've got to prioritize that.
He is Matt Rosenberg. The new book is What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. And can you stick around for a minute? Please do.
Yes.
Okay. Continue to talk about, let's talk about some of those solutions. Let's talk about, okay, what next, Chicago?